Releasing Tension. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with thought for today. Releasing tension. It's so easy to have dreams at night, and in these dreams you see yourself doing things that are not fulfilling, not rewarding, and then you wake up in the morning and you have a tension, and you don't know why that tension is there. You don't know why that anxiety is inside of you. And you wonder, how can I release that tension? And then other thoughts come into your mind. Thoughts like, oh my stomach aches. Perhaps I have an ulcer. Perhaps I have cancer. Perhaps I have some other silly thing. Oh my. My stomach doesn't feel too good. It could be, and you go on naming all the possibilities that you've read about in magazines and newspapers and heard over the radio and television, and oh, I tell you, there are a list that are unending. And you put power into these things. And so you say, my goodness, it must be something that is an illness in my body. And so you concentrate on that illness in your body, and you empower that illness in your body to come forth as a real experience for yourself. And this, in truth, is how illnesses take hold in the body. Whether they are congenital, whether they are illnesses that have been in your family, whether they are illnesses that are coming because you're exposed to some experiences that bring the illness on, it doesn't make any difference. Illness is just a matter of where you have empowered your thoughts. And when you empower your thoughts to think about tension and anxiety, you're going to have your thoughts working on tension and anxiety. And tension and anxiety in the body is a matter of causing the ideal functioning of the body, the original purity and integrity, the ideal functioning of the body, not to function in its ideal way. Now, this goes the same for age, it goes for illness, it goes for knowledge, it goes for any area that we want to think about. It doesn't make any difference. Our body doesn't know anything about anything except whatever we tell it. Our body is our vehicle. If we put poor gas in our vehicle, we're going to get poor responses from our vehicle. If we put poor thoughts in our vehicle, we're going to get poor responses from our vehicle. It's just as simple as that. Now, how do we go about releasing the tension that's already there? Well, whenever tension comes up as a thought in our mind, as a thought in our experience, what we do is we begin to say, I am whole and perfect. That may not be the experience. We wake up in the morning and we have an irritated stomach. We have an irritated body because we have an irritated mind. And so long as we have this irritated mind, we're going to have that irritated stomach and that irritated body. And the moment that we change our thinking, change our irritated thinking, to thinking of harmony and peace and love and joy, then those are the things that come into our mind and our body. Now, it's natural that as we live in this world, which has race consciousness, which has the attitudes of humanity that are so prevalent all about us, and we jump right in there and join it, you can be sure of that. These attitudes that are all about us, they press down on our thinking. And we think that that's who we are. We worry about nothing. We worry about things that we have no control over. We worry about things that are of no interest to us. We worry about things because we read about them. We think how terrible that is. The ARP magazine came out the other day, and in it, it had many stories about people who were doing ugly things against older people. And in it, it told about a number of people, 20 people approximately, who were apprehended for taking the funds of elderly people and misusing them. And the funds they had apprehended, the funds that they had taken, were in the millions. Yes, the millions, each one. Now you see, that really isn't so much in today's money market, but yes, it is a lot at any time. Now, if you read about that article and you think, oh, that's terrible, and you get all upset with that, and you get upset with the government for allowing it to exist, you get upset with the people who did it, why in the world are you doing that? Why am I doing that? I gave the article to, not the article, but the little magazine to someone else to read, and that's the first thing they did. They sat up for hours in the evening reading all of those stories. And I thought to myself, Herb, why are you contributing to the delinquency of your beloveds? Why are you doing that? Why are you giving them things to read that are negative and empowering a improper attitude of mind? Why are you doing that? Herb, you should be stopped. You should wake up and stop doing that. And you're right, I should. I read magazines and I scan them, and I don't empower the negativity that I might read. I empower the positivity that I read. I read many wonderful, uplifting things, and I think, wonderful, and I tell everybody about them. And I read negative things, and I tell nobody about it. I tell nobody about it, except what I've just told you now about these people who were apprehended. Now, you don't have to read that. You don't have to put that negativity in your consciousness. Now, at breakfast, the person who read that article was very uptight, tense about it. Do you know what they did? And hey, what do you mean, do you know? What do you mean? And oh my goodness, the tension that was there, the anxiety that was there, over something that they had nothing to do with, over something that should not have concerned them one little bit. Because that's not their business to clean it up. It's only their business to recognize that all is in divine order. Now, oh goodness, in our little discussion right now, you could just feel the anxiety building up inside of yourself. You feel the tension closing off your organs, actions, and functions so that your body is not functioning with its original purity and integrity. Oh my, yes. Releasing tension is a matter of where we're putting our attention. Releasing tension is a matter of where we are putting our attention. Isn't that interesting? Releasing tension is where we are putting our attention. So if we put our attention on positive, beautiful things, we immediately move into our original purity and integrity of our body to demonstrate the allness, the wholeness, the purity, and the goodness that our body is, and let that be who we really are. Let that be the demonstration of what's going on in our world. Think good thoughts. Oh, we say this so often, and we mean it too. Think good thoughts. Have good attitudes about yourself. Know who you are. People sometimes say, well, you're getting old, you know. You have these problems. Really? How about all these old people who do marvelous things? Old people who come up with brilliant thoughts that had not been recently thought. Old people who are in the government and who are in politics and who are in business and who are operating grand and glorious businesses that they've operated all their life, and they've done it successfully, and their mind is only on success and health, and that's what they experience. Oh yes, think about it. Wherever we place our consciousness, wherever we place our thinking, that's where we are. Now, am I getting past the prime of going out and sharing these ideas with other people? Am I getting past the prime of being the peak promoter of divine thinking and divine ideas? Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that perhaps I should look at a new way of reaching out, a new way of going forth, a new way of demonstrating. In the past, I have looked to make sure that all of my expenses were covered when I traveled the world. And now, perhaps I shouldn't look that way. I should just go out and present what I have, and share what I have, give what I have, without any thought of anything coming back. And if I go freely like that, I'm sure that the message, which is what I really want to share, will be shared most abundantly and most bountifully. Release the tension. Me too. Release the tension. I bought a new printer, and it didn't want to function right. Well, it did want to function right, but it asked me a lot of questions that I didn't have the immediate answer for. And that caused a little tension. Where do I get these answers? How do I do it? I have a computer that I erased all of the old emails, thousands of emails that I will never go back and look at again. And somehow, I erased all of my Gmail. And in the process, the Gmail doesn't come up. My other mail comes up all right, but my Gmail doesn't come up. And the Gmail locks other things off of one computer so that I can't get anything on there except for a few days ago when I erased everything. But on my other computers, everything comes up just fine. So, hey, while you're mending the problem on the one computer, use the other computers. I've got 5 computers sitting here, and I can use any one of the 5. The one just doesn't want to act right, so let's just think about it and put the cause in motion. I know what to do to mend that situation with that one computer, and then let it alone. It happens to be the big computer. It happens to be the computer that I use the most, but okay, so I shift. And I let the tension go. Ho, 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 ho. I let the tension go. And as I let the tension go, I shift and I am at peace. You know, it's interesting. In the morning, you can wake up with all sorts of important things on your mind, all sorts of tense things that make you feel that there's a great deal that lies before you that has to be taken care of right away. And then as you get up and brush your teeth and prepare yourself for the day, all of a sudden, you notice that there's no tension. All of a sudden, nothing seems terribly important. All of a sudden, everything you do works in harmony and peace. And all of the tension, all of the anxiety, all of the worry, all those things is no longer there. Now, where did it go? Where did it go? Well, it went right where it came from, out of the nothingness. Out of the nothingness. And that's where it should always be. But how do we let it be out of the nothingness? How do we let go of these things? It's a good thought, isn't it? How do we let go of these things? Well, we let go of these things by just being at peace within ourselves. By just knowing that when we put our thoughts and loving, beautiful, positive things, those other things that cause us anxiety and tension, they just flow away. And they're not there anymore. And we take care of all the things we want to do, and we're happy about it. And if there's something that doesn't want to be found, the solution right away, let it go. Let go and let the divine in you reveal it. But just let it go. Let it go. And this is releasing tension. Just let it go. Join me today in releasing all the tensions that you have. And realize that you are a very spectacular person, just like I am. And I am relaxed, expressing my original purity and integrity now and always. And man, do I feel good, and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.